The Chicago Sun-Times created controversy last year when it decided to lay off all its photographers. In carrying out the cost-cutting move, the company said it wanted to instead rely on freelancers and reporters to do the work. Management said it was also part of a shift toward using more video content. But those supporting the photographers say the move was short-sighted.
There's no way that somebody with an iPhone camera or even their own digital camera is a match for someone who's been trained in the craft.
That's Shannon Duffy of the United Media Guild, a newspaper union based in St. Louis. While the Sun-Times hired back a handful of its photojournalists, Duffy and others say the paper is still shortchanging its readers. The United Media Guild doesn't represent Sun-Times workers, but it is negotiating on behalf of staff at the Rockford Register-Star, where a similar debate is emerging. Through those contract talks, the paper wants to reserve the right to eliminate the last two photographers at the Star and outsource the work.
What's troubling to us as a union is we see this being played out, not just in across the negotiating table in Rockford, but we see it, you know, on the East Coast and the West Coast and down south.
WNIJ reached out to the Register-Star and its parent company, but they declined to comment. Mark Dolan is president of the National Press Photographers Association. He says these moves seem to be happening at newspapers that are part of larger media companies.
You know, the decisions are made based on what's best for, often, what's best for the shareholders rather than the people who actually read the papers.
Dolan adds that things like this tend to have a domino effect. He cites the wave of furloughs within the newspaper industry over the past couple of years. One person who has lived in both worlds is Curtis Clegg, a veteran photojournalist based in Northern Illinois. Clegg is currently a freelancer who has worked at various publications, including the DeKalb Daily Chronicle and the Midweek. He says while it pains him to see his colleagues go through this, there are many freelancers who can still get the job done for newspapers. Clegg says they can fill up a lot of space when news is slow.
Traditionally, it's been not the front page stories. It's been maybe the middle of the newspaper or the back of the newspaper stories.
At the same time, though, Clegg says it's vital for newspapers to keep as many full-time photographers on staff as possible. He says they're easier to reach because they're on call. Clegg also says they're part of a trusted team involving the reporter and the editor. He says when you throw in someone who is not part of the usual mix, problems can arise.
With a freelancer or with user-submitted photos, you run the chance of having false or incorrect information, or misleading information.
And overall, Clegg says a quality photo can still click with someone walking by a newsstand, even if we're living in a digital world. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.
I'm Jenna Dooley. That click is a common sound for 22-year-old Kelsey Brown. The junior journalism major at Northern Illinois University became interested in photography after a local news photographer spoke to her class in high school. Now she takes pictures for the student-run Northern Star and says she would like to tell stories through pictures professionally. She says she knows people who pursue a profession in the arts often make sacrifices, especially when it comes to normal work hours or a steady income.
It's something certainly that I've come to terms with, and absolutely I pretty much expect to do it that way, that, you know, I'll have a different job. I'll have a main full-time job, but I don't ever foresee myself stopping doing photography on the side because I love it way too much to just let it go to waste.
As she considers her job prospects, she says she's open to different opportunities.
The more I seek out something in photography, I think the less of a chance I'm going to have finding it. I know that sounds a little silly, but I think sometimes when you're just doing the things that you love and not kind of badgering at it and not seeking it out all the time, it tends to come to you.
For example, she says that could come from potential employers seeing her work on social media or through her online portfolio. Northern Star advisor Shelley Hendricks says there's no shortage of students who want to take pictures for the newspaper, but she says her role is to get them to think beyond the lens.
They need to develop those skills where they can ask, you know, the basic questions, who, what, when, where, why, and have their captions reflect that. Because where the industry is going, you know, we see photographers are being laid off. They need to be able to have those skills. And really, if they can work with words, they will have an edge over journalists who can just write and can't take pictures.
Good thing that's something Kelsey Brown is willing to do.
But I think that as long as people are interested in other people, and people will always be wanting to hear and listen to the news and read the news, it's just a matter of how they're going to get it.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.